From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Eleanor's Legacy, an organization dedicated to electing pro-choice female candidates in New York, announced August 11th its endorsements in 9 state Senate races. The endorsements are part of the Baker Project, named for important former members of the group. Eleanor Legacy President Brett McSweeney, in a statement, said, and I quote, "Since we launched the Baker Project in 2018, we have seen women lead the state forward to pass vital legislation like the Reproductive Health Act and the Women's Equality Act. With the Baker Project 2020, Eleanor's Legacy will invest in 9 Democratic women running for flippable red to blue Senate seats, including 4 open seats," end quote. The endorsements include Poughkeepsie business owner Karen Smythe, who is challenging GOP State Senator Sue Serino in the 41st Senate District, and Michelle Hinching, who is running for the 46th Senate District seat held by retiring Republican George Amador. She is the daughter of the late U.S. Representative Maurice Hinching. Eleanor's Legacy is named for the former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Film Columbia has been named to Movie Maker Magazine's annual list of the 25 coolest film festivals in the world, according to an August 11th press release. The list was compiled by Movie Maker panelists who, and I quote, "scanned the globe looking for events with forward-thinking programming, unique locations, and well-executed events," end quote. Tim Malloy, editor-in-chief of Movie Maker, said the 20-year-old festival, and I quote, "blends a gorgeous location, local color, both people and leaves, and Oscar-caliber films, lovingly programmed by a revered team with exquisite taste." The panel acknowledged the impact of the COVID-19 crisis on small festivals, noting, and I quote, "making sacrifices for the greater good is the epitome of cool. We hope this list helps these festivals stay on people's minds and in their hearts, and that their audiences will be more eager than ever to return when it's safe," end quote. Film Columbia 2020 was canceled in July. The Berkshire International Film Festival in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and the Woodstock Film Festival in Woodstock also made the list. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the letter from several Democratic members of the Kingston Common Council asking the State Attorney General's office to look into the activities of Mayor Steve Noble and his wife Julie, a city employee, is still pending. Council Majority Leader Reynolds Scott Childress said there has been no response from the AG's office other than to acknowledge its receipt. The council members came together to lodge the request with the Attorney General, have declined to make their concerns public. But Scott Childress was willing to offer some details this week. He said, and I quote, "there is clearly the context of his attempts to create a new department and then appoint his wife to be the head of it at a $22,000 increase in salary. That creates a context where it can color other elements of his administration," end quote. Council President Andrea Sharp, who also signed the letter to the Attorney General, failed to respond to numerous requests to speak with Mid-Hudson News. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.